Grapefruit Sunshine, A Zesty Slice of Summer in the Depths of Winter, by Don Nicholas. I have a theory, completely unproven, but delicious to believe. Grapefruit was invented for people who need a burst of joy when the world outside is buried under snow. In the short, dark days of January, there's nothing quite like slicing open a ruby-red grapefruit and releasing that citrusy mist into the kitchen air. It's summer in a rind, and I'm convinced it's my personal letter from the sun saying, "Hang in there. Warmer days are coming." A juicy history lesson. Despite its citrusy nobility, grapefruit is actually a relative newcomer in the fruit family. It was first discovered in the 18th century in Barbados, likely the result of a happy accident, a natural cross between the sweet orange and the pomelo. Early botanists called it the forbidden fruit, but it soon found itself anything but banned, particularly in Florida. By the late 1800s, grapefruit had taken root in the warm citrus groves of Florida and Texas. Today, the U.S. remains one of the largest producers, with Florida, Texas, and California leading the way. Outside the states, you'll find grapefruit growing happily in Mexico, South Africa, Israel, and parts of the Mediterranean, where the climate whispers sweet nothings to citrus trees year-round. For those of us in the northern U.S., where citrus trees would rather hibernate under a blanket than bloom in the snow, the best winter grapefruit comes from southern groves. And yes, I absolutely believe it's worth making a grocery list just to go get one. Grow your own, from backyard to greenhouse. If you're a gardener dreaming of picking your own grapefruit, there's good news and some sun sense to follow. Grapefruit trees thrive best in USDA zones 9 to 11, which means places where winter barely shows up wearing mittens. Popular varieties include Ruby Red, the classic sweet tart pink grapefruit that's ideal for juicing and eating fresh. Oro Blanco, a sweet, nearly acid-free pale variety, perfect for those who don't love the pucker. Star Ruby, known for deep red flesh and rich flavor, it's often considered the sweetest of them. Duncan, a seeded variety with excellent juice quality, prized in old Florida groves. For home gardeners in colder zones, all is not lost. Many dwarf or container grapefruit trees can be grown indoors or in greenhouses. Just make sure your tree has 8+ hours of sunlight daily or strong grow lights, a roomy container with excellent drainage, humidity support, especially in dry, heated winter homes, a consistent watering routine avoiding soggy roots, and if you happen to have a greenhouse or a very sunny enclosed porch, that little citrus tree will reward your care with blooms in the spring and fruit by next winter. Talk about playing the long game, but oh, the reward! Beyond the spoon, grapefruit in the kitchen. Yes, I still enjoy grapefruit the traditional way, sliced in half, sprinkled with a dash of sea salt or a swirl of honey, and scooped out one glorious bite at a time. But if you're willing to go beyond the spoon, grapefruit opens up a world of flavor. Grilled grapefruit halves with a sprinkle of brown sugar and chili powder for a smoky sweet side dish. Grapefruit avocado salad with mint and pistachios. A bright and healthy winter lunch. Citrus marinated grilled chicken using grapefruit juice and zest. Grapefruit vinaigrette for a zingy dressing on kale or spinach. Grapefruit curd for a tart sweet topping on scones, tarts, or yogurt. In Vietnam, grapefruit is often peeled and added to shrimp salads with herbs and fish sauce. In Mexico, it's enjoyed with a sprinkle of tahine chili lime seasoning. And in Japan, it's served cold with seafood or infused into sparkling water for a refreshing drink. Fun facts to brighten your day. Grapefruit got its name because it grows in clusters, much like grapes. The pink and red varieties contain lycopene, an antioxidant also found in tomatoes. The grapefruit diet craze of the 1930s may have been questionable nutrition advice, but it did skyrocket grapefruit sales. One mature grapefruit tree can produce hundreds of pounds of fruit per year. Bees love grapefruit blossoms, and the honey they produce from them has a light citrus tang, a citrus salute to summer. So here's to grapefruit, our cheerful citrus ambassador, bringing sunshine to our winter mornings and hope to our snow-covered gardens. Whether you're growing a dwarf tree in your sunroom or spooning up a slice straight from the grocery bin, know this. Every bite is a reminder that warmth, light, and summer sweetness are always on their way.